Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is February 6, 2016, and it's approximately 11 a.m., guys. And to be angry. So, you know, that was last week's show that we talked about. And I did went ahead, as I promised you guys that I would share that particular article that I found in the Huffington Post that was written by Dominique, you know, and it's on her blog site. And she made some valid points as to why sometimes Black women are angry and the reason why some of us are entitled to be angry. And I am in agreement with her in a lot of the things that she has said. And that was a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed that discussion that we had. You know, Dee brought us some very solid points about learning to control yourself and your emotions, you know, depending on the situations or the circumstances that you're placed in. Even though sometimes it is warranted when we do face with certain things that people do push our buttons and based on the stigma and the things that we've gone through in life and society, it does force us to be somewhat angry. But we're all not that way. It's not a true representation of us. But like all the other races, we do have feelings too, and, you know, we express it. So it's not that we just walk around being angry. However, this morning we're going to get into our topic, which is breaking the ice. The rule has changed. And I'm going to have my beautiful co-host, which is on the line here with me, Dee Moore. She's going to go into the introduction of exactly what this is, because I'm sure you guys are wondering, breaking the ice, what are they about to talk about this? You know,
So, you know, with many conversations that we all have, people question or they want to know what is the appropriate way to show interest in a guy that you had your eye on for a while or a woman that you feel might be the addition that you need to help bring fulfillment to your life. And so for today's show, Breaking the Ice, we hope to open up dialogue on this particular topic, as well as express some ideas that you may have implemented or that you may have not. I have always been told that, well, in my family, it's a common saying that a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And I completely agree to that in every and all aspects of life. When it comes to dating, however, there are certain things that, or certain experiences that we have all, you know, encountered that may change the way we handle, handle approaching a particular individual. Myself personally, as a woman, I'm more of a traditionalist, so it does not matter how much I may think that I, or how much I might like what I see, I would never approach a man at all. It's just, I think it changes the dynamics of what is to come. Whereas Stacy, and I'll let you speak, Stacy has a completely different take on the situation as it relates to women. And of course, I can only speak from a woman's standpoint. I have no idea how it feels to be a man seeing a woman that he would like to know more from or more of. You know, for me personally, like I said, I do not subscribe to the idea of showing my, or verbally expressing that I'm interested in a guy at all. Stacy, do you mind sharing your take with the audience?
Thanks, Dee. Well, I honestly believe that a woman can show her interest. I believe there is a sophisticated way to go about it, that you're not coming off desperate or, you know, that type of what you see out there now where people are grabbing onto other people and basically invading their space, if not sexually assaulting them. I think it's perfectly fine for a woman to subtly let a man know that she's interested. I think you can hand a man an application. You just don't have to fill it out. That's just how I see it. You know, cause, and they like to tell us a woman, well, a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. But if you read the Bible, none of those women, the man didn't just fall out of the sky. I promise you he didn't. They all had to do something in order to find that man or for that man to see them. Ruth, for example, had to leave from one part of the country to the other in order to find her Boaz. So he's not just going to drop in your lap if you don't do anything either in order to put yourself in a position to be found. So, you know, that's just my take on it. So I personally don't see anything wrong with it. I just think there is a tasteful way of going about it.
So just to give you an idea of our outline for today's show, we're going to obviously talk about the ideologies behind the approach. There's the traditional, the new age. We'll also will go into talking about how you can show interest, both verbal and nonverbal. And then lastly, we'll wrap it up with the outcome. What happens after the interest is displayed, how to handle, where to go from when there's mutual acceptance, as well as how to handle rejection. So just jumping right into it, obviously Stacey and I have two different ideas and beliefs are as I'm more of a traditionalist, and I would say maybe Stacey's more of a, I hate to use this term, new age. It's not really that new. I mean, women have been approaching or showing interest in men way before, so this isn't anything that's too new, but relatively fresh for women who, like me, who prefer a traditional type of approach. And like I said, it all comes from, for me, the way I was raised. Doesn't mean that anyone else that has a different idea was raised poorly, but the way I was raised and the things that I was taught, that has really been ingrained into me now. And it could be to a fault. I may have missed out on Mr. Wonderful because I was like, he ain't walking up to me next. You know, that might have very well been the case. You know, okay. So, you know, it is what it is. I definitely encourage anyone, because men do it all the time. You guys, I don't know how you do it. But it's just like y'all, I've been in places where a guy has approached me and I'm like, no, I'm good. Well, yeah, no, I'm good. Or I have somebody. I'm not that blunt. But then a couple of minutes later, you see them approaching someone else. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, a name game or a numbers game, you know, I think, you know. So you can be in a group of people. I was at a party, I remember, and there was a guy that I thought was really, really handsome. And I was just like, wow, he looks pretty nice. I was telling one of my girlfriends I was with that this is the best-looking brother in the room. And, of course, that was pretty much it. It was in one ear, out the other, and I was basically there for the engagement, for the event. Well, a little bit later, he was approached by, it looks to me as though he was had been waiting on his girlfriend or his date, which I could have, if I had thought to approach him, my feelings could have been hurt. He could have been like, nah, mama, I got somebody. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, I have to commend men, because you guys approach women 10 times as often as women may approach men, regardless of the fact that so many women are open to walking up, buying a drink for a fella, or just approaching them, showing direct interest. But, and I don't think there's anything wrong with either way. Stacey, have you approached a gentleman or a guy to show him your interest? I haven't, so I don't know, you know, your approach, or do you have the same approach personally, or does it depend on the situation?
It depends on the situation. I have, And, you know, as I said, it's not the same routine, and it's not something that I, you know, do on a regular everyday basis. It was that particular experience or that particular incident, you know, it's a funny story. My friend invited me and my sister to come and meet her, because she wanted to introduce my sister to someone else. So, you know, she was like, well, me and Stacey hanging today. So she was like, I said, no, it's fine. We can go by there, whatever it is. We went by there, and we were just standing waiting for a table. And he, you know, when you can tell somebody's watching you and you feel somebody looking at you, it was that type of situation. And I looked around, and he was sitting on the bar, and there he was. He just kept looking at me, and I was looking at him. And then I was like, whoa, he's a nice-looking guy. So, however, you know, he wasn't saying anything, and he just kept looking. So I walked over there, and I said, are you going to look at me all night, or are you going to say something? So he smiled, and then he reached out, and he shook my hand, and he said, I am so-and-so. And I said, I'm Stacey. And we had a, you know, little conversation here and there. And then the hostess came, and she said, your table's ready. So I said, well, it's nice to meet you. And I proceeded to walk away. I said, our table's ready. And he said, so you're just going to leave me? I said, no, join us. And he did. And, it, you know, it was a very good experience. So I think it depends on the situation. But I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. It's not like, I don't know if you saw the tape of the incident that happened with the guy in the, what is it, the gas station where the girls were just like twerking and, you know, just pretty much assaulting the young man. Like that type of way, no, that's just like disrespectful. That's not having any respect for yourself or the other person. I think that's just over
that
the top and out of line and just foolishness. So, you know, like that, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, I've heard of other females too that have actually sent a drink over to a guy, like how, you know, a guy would do for a female. And, you know, that kind of break the ice for them. And he walked over to say thank you and had a conversation. Like, that to me, too, is also a tasteful way of doing it. I know I have one girlfriend that she actually, I think they were in a coffee shop or something like that, and she paid for his coffee and then handed him our card and told him she got him or something like that. Because she sees him all the time. It's like a... She stopped to get a coffee in the same shop, and she sees him all the time, but never had the nerve. But that particular day, she decided to pay for his coffee and hand him her business card at the same time. And
how did that end up?
For them. Oh, well, okay. It worked out. They're married right now.
Okay.
It worked out. Okay. Yeah, it worked out for both of them. So, you know.
But, I mean, hey. Stacey, you brought up a good point, though. How many times, and as a woman, for you guys that are listening, and some of you women, too, I've never really thought about, you know, when a guy sends you a drink, and you kind of look like, gosh, I'm not interested in you. I've never really thought how they may have felt after, you know, sending you a drink, and you're like, okay, thanks, and you're not interested.
That's true. And you know what? I have another great friend that we're good friends right now. We became wonderful friends because I think sometimes we have to learn to discern or decipher if that person that you encounter is meant for a relationship or just meant to be somebody that you turn out to be wonderful friends with. Because I had another friend that, I said hello to them because they were at the other table and they kept staring at us. It was me and my sisters, and we were at a birthday dinner, and we were waiting for the birthday party to join us. And he said, you guys are beautiful. And I said, thank you. And then when at the end of the night, he had to leave because he was there with his friends. And he left before us. And when we were trying to get our check to pay for our food, the waitress said, he already got you. And then she told me later on that he left his information. And me and him, we became great friends. But the only reason why we never dated is because I thought that he was, I don't have an issue dating older men, but I think that he was too, you know, it was too old for me. And there are things that I want, that I haven't experienced, that if I choose to date somebody that older than I am, I wouldn't have that experience, like having kids and stuff like that, because he doesn't want children, or, you know, divorced, all of that type of stuff. But there's a way to do it, I think, and it's done tastefully.
There is definitely a way. I remember we had a girls' night, and it was about six of us went to go see The Perfect Gentleman that came out last November, I believe.
You mean The Perfect Guy?
The Perfect Guy.
Okay.
So after The Perfect Guy, it was just afterwards we went out to eat, and it was just only three of us that went out to eat. The rest of them had other things to do. So we ended up going to Razoo's right in Cedar Hill, and we ended up sitting at the bar. Well, my girlfriend, she was in the third seat, and next to her was two other guys. So we were just talking, doing our girl talk, talking about the movie, you know, just regular conversation. And there was a game on, a basketball game, I believe, or football. I really can't even tell you. But the guy next door struck up a conversation. They joked back and forth. He left. They exchanged numbers. He left. And we were sitting there for a while waiting on our the waiter at the bar to give us our tab. You know, we were like, okay. And he kept on going back and forth, and was like, this dude is, like, just straight up ignored us. And so I remember I wanted to add something onto the tab. I was like, well, forget it. He sucks, you know. So we were like, okay, where's our tab? And he said, I was right there. And there was a clear, small glass on the bar, and it had a ticket in it, but it was already paid.
Oh, so like our insurance.
Right. So I was like, huh? He paid all of our food.
That's what happened with me and my sisters. We were trying to get the ticket, and the girl was like, it was already paid. And then she gave me the number later on, and she was like, he wanted to give you his number. I was like,
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Damn, I should have ordered my
you so bad.
Well, so that right there was a cool little move. Like, he made sure he got her number. I really don't know how he maybe
how did it
when
turned
she was,
out how did it work out for them?
Well.
Oh, okay. Say no more. All right.
Yeah. But at the end, I mean, not everybody that you approach, you know,
it's
you're just widening your opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So, but that was pretty, we was all impressed, you know, that was pretty cool. But, you know, as I think about that, it's just, you know, you don't know, you kind of jump out there and hoping that maybe the person will reciprocate the same level or same amount of interest. But yeah, that situation ended up not working out. Long story, I'll tell you later. But, At any rate, we will, like I said, this is a good topic. There's a couple of groups that I'm in, Stacey as well, on Facebook, that has definitely talked about this issue, who should address who. And to my surprise, more women are open approaching men more than I thought. Like, I find myself in those groups when those discussions come up to be the minority when it comes to the idea of approaching a guy or even showing the remote amount of interest, which intrigues me, which leads me to believe that maybe my approach may be dated. May not be the best approach, but I'm still sticking with it for now. You know how they say, how is that working for you? Well, I'm
right.
Still going to stick with it.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm still sticking with it.
Because
I'm still sticking with it.
As I told you, the first experience that I shared with you and the audience, that's one of my fondest relationships, the best memories I've had. And they said, we're not together because of distance, because you ended up moving out of state, and we tried the long distance thing. I used to fly up there, he used to fly up there, but it, you know, long distance relationships are hard. So it's that put a strain on it. But it's as I said, it works out. It works out for some people. It really does, and there is a way to do it and still maintain your role as the woman in the relationship and he being the person that is chasing you or showing an interest. You know, I think my personal opinion about it.
So let's jump into, so that was the ideologies. I mean, my idea is polar opposite of Stacey's, and it appears to be, just with a small sample of what I've experienced and what I've seen, appears to be, my idea appears to be a minority. Women are more open to approaching men, which goes to our, you know, the idea that a closed mouth does not get fed at all. I know we have quite a few callers on the line right now. So I know, Stacey, you men in the board, if there's anyone online that would like to chime into the conversation, I guess, Stacey, whenever you're ready, you can definitely give those call numbers out. And the way it works when we do open up the call lines, because we still want people call in to listen and not necessarily want to talk, so we definitely get that. So it's not necessarily putting you on the spot. If you do not, then you don't have to respond, and we'll just go to the next caller.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to open up the call because we like to make the conversation interactive and get the, you know, the audience to chime in and tell us what they feel. I do have phone number, and, you know, not to give out your entire phone number on the air, but ending with 5602, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute you right now, and if you choose to share your opinion or perspective on this particular topic, you can. If not, you know, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for your support, and we'll just move on to the next number. So with that being said, caller with phone number ending in 5602, did you have any perspective or opinion or experience that you wish to share with us on Breaking the Ice?
Hello, Stacey and Dee.
Hello.
This is Sonia. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
My take on this is I will approach a guy, but not necessarily, you know, approach him like, hey, you're handsome, I want to date you. Maybe approach him, how are you doing? Just strike up a conversation, open the door, and allow him to walk in. So I think that's my take on that. Because if I always wait for the guy to approach me, then when I see, oh, wow, he's handsome or he has it going on, then if he doesn't approach me, then that opportunity is missed. So I will approach him, but I'll open the door. He has to walk in. I'm not going to do all of the work.
So you're like me, Sonia. You're handing them an application, but you're just not going to fill it in. That's my perception too. Like, I think you can hand them an application. Just don't, you know, do the chasing, because I don't think that's our role. You know, you should let him want you to or desire you to. And if it doesn't share the same feeling, then I think it's okay. But, you know.
Yes.
So I want somebody to come and knock on the door. Then I'll open up the door. Then he can come in.
She wants you to knock on the door.
Park in the driveway. Ring the doorbell.
And say, listen, woman.
Right. I want you, girl. But
you
okay.
Break into
okay.
the window,
say,
right? Break into
yeah,
the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, oh, wow, you know. So, okay, Sonia.
Well, thank you for that, Sonia. We appreciate
you
taking the time
to
listen in. But thank you for sharing.
And Stacey's going to unmute you as well, but still stay hanging on and listening to the rest of the show. There might be some other stuff you want to chime in on.
Okay. So
that was interesting.
Well, yeah, see, I keep telling you that I
don't want.
It's right. I keep telling you that I think the women that do it in a negative light, in a desperate way, and is completely invading someone's space, and they have no respect about how they carry themselves, they make it bad for other women that feels like, okay, I'm never going to do that. So, you know, and as I always say, to me, it's as Sonia said, it's a missed opportunity. It's definitely a missed opportunity. So there is another caller that we're going to move on to. on the line here, and that phone number ends in 1907. So I'm not going to give out your entire phone number on the air, but, you know, I'll just let you know that phone number ending in 1907. I'm going to unmute you, and if you have something that you want to share, then I'll be more than happy to get your feedback here. So caller, phone number ending in 1907, did you have an opinion or something that you wanted to share with the audience on your perspective on the topic?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I guess I've been listening. I was just going to plan on listening. But I just want to say, I think, and I'll give a little bit of an opinion, or just, you know, just an overview. I think in this time, if we have a different perception of what approach means, I think over the years, the word approach has totally dedicated to men, that men are supposed to approach the woman. But I think if we kind of change our perspective on that, and not look at it as approaching a man, but maybe introducing ourselves to them, because I have five brothers, and, you know, if they see a woman that's beautiful and, you know, she may be catching their eye, and like you said, you have that meeting of the eyes across the room, their first thing is they don't want to be rejected either, you know, and we know that we look at men as being very strong and, you know, valiant and things of that nature, but they may be like, well, if she just gives me a signal, then maybe I'll carry on, you know, with something, you know, another way to, you know, bring her into his view or strike up a conversation. But maybe if we look at it as just introducing ourselves, it could be something as simple as you see him, he's attractive, you're attractive. If you're in an event, you could just go up and say hi, you know, and introduce yourself, or even just say, you know, it's a lot of people in here, you seem like a friendly face, just wanted to say hello to you and strike up a conversation, because I think the whole thing about meeting someone new, whether it's just networking or meeting them, is about striking up a conversation. So in my view, it's just if we look at it different as, okay, well, you know what, he's attractive, so let me just find a way to strike up a conversation, that might take off the anxiety of us as women thinking that we're approaching men. That's all I had to say.
Well said, and definitely appreciate your support, and you calling in and giving us your perspective. And I think you're 100% right.
I agree.
If we change, we as women change our idea of what approach is, then maybe women like me would be more open to it. Never really kind of thought of it that way, but you're right. If we can open up and it'll show just a small hint of I'm approachable,
mm-hmm.
then I think
yes.
it does allow them to say, well, if they are ready to jump in, and maybe that's not us women putting ourselves all the way out there, but it's just saying, hey, you're a friendly face in this place. That does give them the opportunity to, I guess, jump in and pursue or to
move forward. And it gives them the opportunity to make you feel comfortable about, you know, you having a little anxiety or just being anxious about the reception as well, because they say the one thing that we as humans, we want to be accepted and we don't want to be rejected, and it goes both ways. So I just think for me, sometimes when you're in a place, in a new place, the anxiety level is a little, you know, taken down a little bit, and that anxiousness, that, you know, that giddiness that we have as women is just to, let me look at it differently, because it all starts with a conversation, and then he could come to your house and sweep you off your feet and do all those wonderful things, you know.
Right.
You're right.
So let me have ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dee.
You're probably going to ask the same thing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to ask if you have you ever approached someone, and how did that work out or not?
Well, I have, and I don't look at it as approach. I guess that's because I don't look at it as approaching. I've been told a lot
right.
that, you know, I go out and someone is always saying something to me, but I keep myself open period. Like, I allow myself to be open to new opportunities. So, you know, you never know. And again, like you said earlier, Stacey, you can meet someone and you can become the best friend. You know, this could become your really good friend, someone almost like a brother, or you never know if it can become intimate. You know, in a conversation, a man could be very attractive, and you realize that it's just meant to be, where this person is going to be in your life to guide you for a season, or it could be something greater. But I have, mm-hmm. I've approached someone in the past, and it's turned out to be, you know, be wonderful, and we continue to be in communication, but we're not together because I moved here from another state. But I meet people all the time, you know. I can be sitting around, and you know, someone may smile, and I might smile back, and I'll just start up a conversation and that's what I look at it. If we just start the conversation, because everything starts with a conversation when you're introducing yourself to someone new. So I won't say I meet someone all the time, but I definitely generate conversations a lot, especially because I'm out a lot by myself, or even when I'm with friends. I'm just a social person, so it comes very natural to me.
Okay.
Yes, you sound like my, I have two good friends and then my ex-mother-in-law. I don't care where we are. We could be at Walmart. We could be at the car wash. We could be we could be at a gas station. Someone is always striking up a conversation. And
well, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you think sometimes, too, it has to do with personality? You know, because some of us are introverts, while some of us are not. You know,
I don't know. I think if regardless of what your personality is, because sometimes you can be in certain situations, and as the caller said, may feel a little bit of anxiety because of your environment. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I think that you just have to be open and willing to put yourself out there by approaching, and I know it's a different word, or making yourself seemingly accessible or mm-hmm. open to a future dialogue with that person. I think guys get cold feet just like women do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's times that we've all been out and a guy was like, "Ooh, I want to get her number." And we're like, "Nah, she probably got somebody." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if we subscribe to the approach of being accessible, being open to conversation, it does ease the anxiety that a man may have if they are interested.
And how does body language plays into it?
Well, that's how that's how we jump into our next actual topic, which is how to show interest. So there's and caller, definitely thank you for calling in.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you.
For us. Are you here in Dallas?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah, Stacey's in Fort Worth. We're in Dallas, and we do this every week, but definitely appreciate you calling in. Don't hang up. Stacey's going to go ahead and mute, but don't hang up. Continue to listen
okay.
and chime in. And if you have something, we also have the event on Facebook. So if you have any questions, I'm not sure how you heard of us, maybe I don't know,
Stacey,
but definitely follow us, Stacey. I'm sorry?
No, I know you through Stacey. That's how I found out.
Yeah,
about
you. That's you. Remember you saying, keep telling me I talk about Trevelli all the time. That's Trevelli.
Oh,
say hi to me.
I hear about you a lot in a good way. So okay,
yes,
good deal. Nice. Nice to be. I'm saying caller because I didn't know your name, but definitely thank you for calling in. And yeah, you've been supporting
thank
for a
you,
while,
ladies.
So appreciate
yeah.
it. Appreciate you.
Same here.
So
have a great
we're gonna
day,
jump. You do the same.
Thank
try
you.
To stay warm. It's a cold. But so we're moving over from ideologies, from traditional to new age, to how do we show interest? Now there's two different ways. There's a verbal way and a nonverbal way we can show interest. By breaking the ice. And this is true for men and women. You know, Stacey did a ton of research on how to do it on a verbal approach. And a lot of those ways are kind of clever. I can't even lie. I was like, oh, I never thought about it that way. And the nonverbal approach is kind of simple. One way to handle or how to show interest nonverbally is, of course, eye contact. I know sometimes we shy away from looking too long or staring, and of course, this by no means suggests that you should be just staring someone down, because that's creepy either way, if it's a man or a woman. But showing eye contact, maybe a wink, maybe a smile, is a good way to show that you're warm, open, welcome, and even receptive to further communication. So that is one great way in order to show a little bit of interest. Now, sometimes that eye contact does not go too far. It may not be enough for him or her to feel comfortable to basically engage. Sometimes that's all they need. Sometimes all they're looking for is just a little bit of an opening to jump in. And I don't know about you, but there's many times, Stacey, that I have locked eyes with the wrong person. And I mean, I'm not even really trying to lock eyes. I'm just scanning the room. And they're like, okay, let's go riff. Like, let me go talk to her. And no, that's not that. I'm just scanning the room. But for the most part, the nonverbal is probably one of the, I don't know, maybe one of the safest ways. Is not as effective. It just depends on if the person's going to approach you or not. But the eye contact is one. A smile is another, which is a nonverbal form of communication. Or, you know, if you are close by, maybe a brush, kind of like brush aside, look up, and smile again. So those are some of the nonverbal ways to show interest. A wink, a smile, direct, concentrated eye contact, but, of course, not too creepy to turn somebody off. Stacey has some really good, though, in-depth verbal ways in order to initiate contact and to show interest.
Okay, so, well, you're funny, Dee. Dee said she's scanning the room and Nico comes the wrong person. Anyways, I'm cracking up over that one. But one of the first one that they had when I was doing some research, and I kind of had to narrow it down, like the top 10 most effective ones or the ones that I thought that was, you know, like a very good verbal approach, is giving the compliment. That was the first one out of all the categories and stuff that I found. That was like number one in most lists. And this, they're saying, this comment, you know, represents a classic technique that is quite effective for starting a conversation, regardless of who you are talking to. Mm-hmm. Saying something genuinely nice about their outfit, accessories, or even, you know, the mood will usually be well received. So I
think, who doesn't like a compliment? I'm sorry. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right. I know. That's what I saw, too. So I was like, yeah, this should definitely be number one. So that was the number one approach, I thought, verbally, you know, is a compliment. And then they have the other one was, this is, you remember I told my friend about the coffee shop? Well, this one says, you know, the way how to start the line out is to say, does the shop always have such long lines? You know, like if you're maybe in a bookstore or a coffee shop.
Oh, I like that.
Or, you know, that was like a clever way to say, you know, to start the conversation. You're probably standing in line and, you know, simple commenting on an unpleasant or uncomfortable situation that you both experience in that immediate surrounding is another effective strategy for starting up a conversation. And I thought that was, I was like, yeah, that's a nice, subtle way to
I can see myself. Right. I can see myself doing that. I might try some of these. I can see myself, because that's not saying, hey,
yeah,
you look
exactly.
good. It's
right.
saying, and you could just be making a regular conversation because you're a conversationalist. That doesn't mean to him that you like, damn,
you're
fine. That
yeah,
doesn't
or
mean
you're
that.
Hitting on him or something like that. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I might use that. Okay. What's the next one?
So the next one was, this one, I thought, I guess, you know, everybody travels in some capacity, you know, airport, whatever. So this is another way that I found this guy was talking about his airport situation. And he said, well, for him, he was in Chicago, so he was Chicago, and he said Chicago is really the windy city, you know, and that was him trying to start up a conversation with the young lady that he was in the airport with. So I was like, how many thousands of people do you travel with or you're on the plane with that you sit next to, and you never know where this can lead? I actually know, well, they're no longer married, but that's how he met his wife, on a flight back from Vegas, I believe it was, or somewhere. But they met him on the plane. So that was a way he said, you know, the way how they approach it in the research I did, he said, you know, talk about the weather. It may sound cliche, but it works. And it's a wonderful way to break the ice and start up a conversation with somebody if you're, like, in the airport or something like that. So.
Okay. So I travel. I eat a lot. I'm actually eating right now. Is there anything on the list that talks about approaching
dinner?
At, like, food places or something
yes.
like that?
He said, what kind of drink is that? Or what are you having is what and he says it goes for dinner or for drinks. You know, you can ask, that looks good, is how the guy said to approach it. You know, I said, what kind of drink is that? Or what are you having? What is on your plate? And he said that's a great way in a restaurant setting or if you're at a happy hour social setting to even strike up a conversation too as well and just let it take its natural course is what he recommend from there. But,
okay.
You know, so that probably worked for you, Dee, because, you know, you like your social butterfly. So that probably worked for you. And then another one that I thought was good, it was like if you're in, say, I think he uses maybe a entertainment setting or a networking event or if you're at a comedy show or something like that, he says, so how did you hear about this? You know, another way of breaking the ice or another way of starting the conversation rather than just jumping in there, oh, I think you're beautiful, or even though that's a compliment, most women love that, or to say, I think you're hot or something like that. You know, how did you hear about this event or how did you hear about this place or is it your first time? You know, something like that. So that was like another way that they said it's a good way to do it. And another one that I thought was interesting is using your, like if somebody introduced themselves to you or they introduced themselves in a group setting or something, said that is a lovely name. Are you named after someone or what does it mean? Like that's a good way to start up another conversation.
Okay, so a follow-up. Okay.
So what else? There was, and I guess this one is probably hello, do you work here? And it says this also works well as a workplace or a business place setting where people are wearing like name tags. Even if you know the answer or ask whether or he or she works there anyway, you know, it's to know someone. It's a great way for you to break the ice. Like if it's somebody, I guess if you work in a corporate environment where they're allowed people to date or fraternize with each other.
Don't
but
do it.
Right. But, you know, that was the number one one. So, you know, I went with the highest rated ones that people tend to use a lot. So that was one. Another one is people call me David, but you can call me tonight. I thought that one was very direct. And I guess, I don't know if it can go, I guess if it can go for guys and girls, I don't know. But it's like, you know, introducing yourself to somebody, you know, it's like saying, you know, my pet name is, or, you know, if I would say my name is Stacy Ann, but everybody calls me Stacy, or you can call me tonight. I don't know. I would never use that to
that's
sound
cute.
Corny.
But
I don't
think
know.
It's cute.
You thought it was cute? Yeah. Well, it got a lot of ratings, girl. So it was up there. It was up there. So, and people thought it was funny. They said, the guy said it was witty and it was funny and it shows your personality. That's what he said, because it shows that you're a direct person and that you also are fun, too, is what he said, using that line. I don't know.
I guess it just depends on if you're reciprocating, if it's reciprocated, if it works or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. Any more? I know there was plenty, but I know you only got the top.
And then there was one, excuse me, I just thought I should come over and talk to you. And that, to me, was the best line of, I thought was out of all the category, I thought it was the best one. You know,
would you do
just,
it?
Yeah. I think I would try that one. I think I would try that one. Depending on the situation, but I think I would try that one, yeah.
Is there any on the list that you would not try?
The work here one. I don't know. Workplace, no, I don't think so. You never know, but I don't know. I'm kind of against the whole workplace situation. It's just, I've seen it where it get messy for people and, you know, and all of that type of stuff and people switching departments and the people in your workplace, in your business, if it doesn't work out and that type of stuff. And I'm kind of on the private side when it comes to things like that. So I really don't think I would go with that one. I think that's the only one I would be against on. I really do love, my favorite one is the whole, you know, the coffee shop scene where you said, does this shop always have such long lines? And also the airport, you know, because me and my you know, my traveling partners, my sisters and stuff, we like to travel a lot. But yeah, I think I'm gonna try that one since that's probably the most likely place I'll end up.
So run those down again.
Okay. So the first one was given a compliment, like, you know, and this one, and these goes for both men and women, guys, given everybody that are living, given a compliment, that are listening, everybody loves a compliment. So that's the first one, you know, compliment him or her on their outfit, accessory, you know, the mood of the evening or something like that. And then my all-time favorite, the coffee shop scene, where this can be goes for a coffee shop, movie theater, stuff like that. Does the shop always have such long lines? So, you know, that was a great way to start up a conversation. And these are verbal tips. And the other one was, how did you hear about this place?
Okay.
And then we have the airport scene where the guy, he started up a conversation. Chicago is really windy. So you can say Dallas weather is bipolar. You know, we're in the airport to go into Dallas. You start up a nice little conversation with somebody. You never know who you run into at the DFW airport. Just saying. And then we have, what kind of drink is that or what is on your plate? Because he gave two different, you know, whether it's a drink or if you're out for dinner. So that was one. That is a lovely name. Are you named after someone? Or what does it mean? So he gave you two different ways you can ask the question to start the conversation there. The other one was, hello, do you work here? That's the workplace situation if you want to get into that type of situation. People call me, they just use a random name here. People call me David. You can call me tonight. I thought that it was cute. You know, these right, it is cute. And then the last one was, excuse me, I just thought I should come over and talk to you. And I guess they saved the you know, the more direct approach for last. And I like that one. I like the direct approach. I like just get into it.
Out of all those, the one I like the most is the, we're in the same place and I ask you just a general question.
Oh.
I'm not converted yet. Still ain't approaching nobody. But
okay. Well, listen, Trevelli brought up a good point. You have to change your mindset of thinking about it in the term of approaching. You have to think about it as just merely starting a conversation with someone else. And you could have a great encounter. You know, it could just be you just guys have a great conversation and you don't even exchange numbers or nothing like that, but you actually end up having a stimulating and probably a pleasant conversation with somebody versus you just...
That's a waste of time.
Girl, you know what? I'm done with you.
I've had situations like that where, of course, I haven't approached anyone, but where I was approached, I was in Uptown at a pub. And have you seen the shuffleboard? There's some pub uptown that has shuffleboard. So a girlfriend and I was there, and these guys were playing shuffleboard. And we just happened to be right over there. And so at one point, they were finished. I mean, it was like six of them, and there's some girls with them as well. The one guy came over, introduced himself, couldn't tell where the conversation was going, but I was like, okay, at any minute he's going to ask for my number, right? The conversation was just, all it was a really good conversation. I don't know if he didn't have enough nerve to ask for my phone number or, you know, it was just a long, leering, and maybe he might have started talking to me and was like, you know what, never mind. There's no telling. But if I would have incorporated some of these tactics, we might have continued on further, but it just ended at that night. I got to the point where we were just talking, and to be honest with you, we were wrapping up our night. Like, we were wrapping up our tab, and we ended up staying a little bit longer because I was, you know, conversating and speaking with this guy. And then he was like, well, I'm going to be right back. And then this was after 15 or 20 minutes, no lie. So when he, you know, went over to where the other group of people was, I was like, are you ready to go? Because I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I can admit that was definitely a missed opportunity because there was mutual interest there. It was just like, dude, how long is it going to take? I've also talked with guys who are kind of beating around the bush where I've said, so are you going to answer my number? Oh, yeah, I was getting to that. So maybe it's something about me that may seem a little standoffish, or maybe it's the situation, the scenarios that I haven't allowed myself to appear as approachable. Who knows? But definitely this conversation, this topic does open up my eyes. And the fact that the callers that we did have, in addition to the conversations that I see in these different groups I'm in, more women are ditching the notion of sitting and waiting back and not taking a more active approach making sure that they're approachable or even taking the initiative to approach. So, I mean, I definitely look and I love the verbal, the ways that you listed through your research as far as showing verbal interest in a guy. I've always thought of it as you're just walking up to a guy and either he accepts or rejects. But when you put it that way, I can see me doing some of those.
Yeah, it's not the way, as I said, there is a difference in doing it in my perspective. There is a sophisticated, ladylike way of doing it, and still, you know, that person would have the utmost respect for you versus you doing it for lack of a better word right now, I'm going to say ratchet. You're just a desperate ratchet chick or woman, because they're a desperate ratchet woman, that don't have nothing about you. And, you know, you're just out there trying to get just to get with somebody. But there, you can do it tastefully, respectfully. And I don't, and as I said, you just have to discern too, or be able to discern, or try not to let your judgment be clouded if he's fine or, you know, got a six pack and all of that type of good stuff. That not every relationship or everyone that you encounter in your life is meant for a relationship. Or an intimate relationship, I should say, where this is your boo and you're all booed up or hanging out and whatever it is. That's not all relationships are meant for that. Sometimes these people come into your life either for a reason or a season or to teach you something, or, you know, you may end up being great friends, because I have developed a lot of great friendship with people, you know, for that, out of situations that it wasn't meant to be romantic. It wasn't meant for that. So, and I think that's where sometimes we miss the mark. You know, not everyone is to serve that purpose.
Now, we can also talk about, as we stay consistent with our outline regarding this particular topic, we can also talk about the outcome. There's two outcomes. There's either mutual acceptance or just rejection. And I think that a lot of people get a little bit intense or apprehensive about the outcome, which may stop people from approaching in the first place, or may say, he's going to say no, or he's or she's not going to be interested. So we have to take that there is an outcome. Obviously, we want the outcome to be you know, mutual. But there's also those scenarios in which it's not reciprocated.
Right. But do you think, see that point that Trevelya brought up about us changing our mind about the word approach? I think we also need to change our mind about the word reject. And because reject, the word reject or rejection is a strong word. It's a word that is very, I guess, intimidating, and a lot of us, you don't want to even venture off into that aspect at all. Maybe if we look at it as it's not somebody rejecting you, it's just some, it's just saying that I'm probably not ready for you, or, you know, you're not ready for me, or this is not the right time, or this is not what a relationship was meant to be. Not necessarily somebody rejecting you, but trying to put it in its proper perspective.
It's still rejection, though.
You think so?
Yeah, it's a no.
It's a no.
You know, I do agree with the Trevelya, what Trevelya said. We do need to probably look at it, or we definitely need to look at it differently than us just approaching to get accepted or rejected. I completely subscribe, and I agree with you and her on that. Completely subscribe. And I'm not right. I don't know all the answers, but at the end of the day, if you are making yourself available and allowing that individual to know that there is a little bit of interest, if it's not reciprocated, then your advancement, your willingness to connect is not accepted, you know. But I do agree with what you're saying. We may need to look at it and not take it as a personal.
Yeah, like, it,
you know,
I don't think take it because you never know where any one person is in their life or what they are, you know, where they're at mentally or emotionally or physically, you know, financially, whatever the situation is. So at first, you know, as human beings, both for male and women, we use our eyes. That's the first thing that that we're going to look at. We're visual creatures. It's the person's exterior that is going to attract us. But then when you get down to the core of who that individual is, they may not be ideal for you. So that's why I'm thinking that I would want to change the whole notion about it being rejection, because that person could just not be your ideal match. Or when you get down to past the exterior of, ooh, she's a very attractive, ooh, he's fine, that person is not ideal for you, or you don't have the same core values, or you're not on the same level of where you are in your life and what you're trying to do.
That's true. You know, if we don't take things as personal, and men, I think I can champion men on this, because like I said, I'll see a man approach one woman and then get the no. 20 minutes later, he's picked himself back up.
He's approaching somebody else.
And approaches someone else. And it's kind of like, you know, at first you don't succeed, try again.
Well,
so, you know.
But you have to, even observing males from their babies, you know how determined they are, and they seem to be a little bit more adventurous than us. You know, I'm watching my little nephew right now jumping off the sofa, child, and all of that type of stuff. And you don't really see girls carrying on. So I think they were made up with a different type of DNA than we are, you know. I guess that's why they call him the hunter, because I guess biologically that's how God made them. I don't know. They have more willpower in certain areas than we do. So, yeah, you know, we just have to let them stick to their role. So they approach 20 girls in the room and see which one, where they
and
get
be
lucky.
Like, okay, so
yeah,
my eyes,
that's just them. By nature.
No.
Right.
Right. Whereas you get somebody like me, if I do it and the guys come like, okay, yeah, I'm like,
for us females, after maybe once or twice,
never.
Yeah, we go home and lick our wounds, and we're like, we're not doing this again. I know, but yeah, so I guess we're just different in that sense as men and women. But I still think it's doable, and I think we just need to change our mindset. Completely agree with Trevelya. We're eye to eye in that one about it being approach, and I think we should also change our mindset to about looking at it as rejection, because as I said, we are attracted to what we're attracted to, yes, but when it comes down to it, you have to, that is that core value, that's interest, and all of that stuff is what's going to make that final decision for you at the end of the day. So, and you can be on two different levels going in two different directions. You know, as we say in the island, two ships passing in the night.
So, and I wouldn't regard it as rejection. So don't take it personally. It's just that, you know, that person looks good, and just keep it moving, and that's all it was. You look good. Okay.
Oh, right. Nice. And sometimes the conversation may turn you completely off.
Exactly.
To where, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is this is the one.
I'm
gonna
go
right.
Or
what?
Shallow.
You know,
or don't have nothing to say.
Dallas, let me tell you how it is. If you're bold enough, and sometimes men are more comfortable approaching a woman when she's not with a group of her girls. But if he does, even if it's just you and one of your friends or a group of your friends, let me let you guys know what's going on in our minds. Because you guys already know in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I'm about to approach her. Let me walk up to her. Let me see if I can get some eye contact. I'm assuming this is what y'all do. And you see this beautiful, beautiful Stacy sitting down, and she's sitting down with one or two of her friends, and you're like, yeah.
Aww.
And you walk up to Stacy. I'm going to tell you what Stacy is probably doing. Stacy, tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Stacy's probably like, and Stacy, this is a guy you have your eye on. So, fellas, this is an idea of what some women think when you're approaching. So here comes this handsome brother that you've had your eye on since he walked in the door. It looks like he's walking up. It looks like he's approaching you. And he comes directly for you. What are you thinking at that moment? I mean, you've had your eye on him from the moment he walked in the door.
Well, you know, not to be funny, but I would say, yes, Jesus, praise the Lord. But anyway, as I said, for me, I'm probably if I'm eyeing him, there's something about him that was very attractive. Most things probably that jumped out was that he was tall. Call me shallow. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, right. But and then the next thing is I'm gonna look for that you know, that verbal stimulation. Because I like a man
right.
that knows how to talk. I like a man that knows how to articulate himself. So if the conversation is going well and I feel that we're connecting, I probably, you know, if these is one of the people sitting with me, I'm probably kicking you underneath the table.
You might want to look under the table as you're approaching, because if you see 2 feet kicking each other as under the table, you already know you are completely in toll free. Because sometimes what's going on from the chest and up is, you know, we look like we're not even looking at you sometimes. You know, we're kind of looking like, oh, is he coming over here? You know, but if you can get an angle of what's going on with the girl's feet underneath the table, chances are if you see somebody's clapping somebody's leg or whatever, there's interest there. Somebody's that's our high five underneath the table, if you want to know.
Well,
a lot of times it's your conversation. It's not necessarily your pickup line. For me, it's the conversation. And the conversation can turn someone off in the quickest. The same woman that would have accepted you will be like, I'm going to let him know I have a man.
Yeah.
And that's how quickly it happens.
But it is true, though. You see, like they say, sometimes you can talk yourself out of it in the first 7 minutes. It is absolutely true. A lot of guys, they can look as fine as wine, and he can really talk himself out of it. Comes over to approach you, and it's slappy, he's disrespectful, you know, he's appeared to be arrogant, and just think that, you know, I'm a fine brother, so I could get any girl, so I'm just going to, it's whatever. No, and then you're like, okay, yeah, you're just.
Yeah, I got it, man.
You're just good to look at, right. And I'm just like,
right.
I'm sorry, I passed, you know. Oh, you just give them some fake line or a fake name or something like this, or I'm married or something like that. So it happens all the time.
Now, that fake name don't really work too much anymore because you guys have gotten slick. You got Facebook?
Oh.
No, I don't. My name is Patricia, and I do not have Facebook.
You know, somebody asked me that one time, and my immediate response was, I'm like, if I can connect with you beyond social media and texting, it doesn't, we don't need to even exchange number because
it's
too early for you to be asking me about Facebook because I don't need you in my inbox. If I can't talk to you beyond my inbox, it's a wrap. Don't even ask me. That's how I left. Yeah, that's how I left the conversation. And he said, you're rude. I said, no, I am direct and I don't feel like wasting my time because you don't ask me for my number. So, yeah, you're here trying to have a conversation with me, but then you're going to ask me about Facebook. Maybe ask me about Facebook after a week or something, but this tells me that you're one of those people that just want to hang out in somebody's inbox. And, you know, I don't have any time for that.
Anyway.
Right, exactly. And I don't need you trying to figure out my life through Facebook. How about you try to figure out my life by asking me questions?
That's my experience. For today's show, and I think my idea, in close, my idea has somewhat shifted a little bit. I don't know, though, that I would be completely rallying any type of initial conversation. But the way the ideas and the suggestions through your research on how to do an icebreaker with a guy that you may find interesting or a woman, those are subtle enough to open up, as you say, open up the door, or as Sonia says, to open up the door.
Mm-hmm.
You say to hand the application.
Yeah.
Those are subtle enough for a person like me or anyone that may be listening that's a woman or even a man. It's subtle enough to where it does not appear to be as approaching as Trevelia said, the approach of a guy is opening up conversation and dialogue.
Yeah.
So those top ideas, if you would post it, and we'll also have this on our website as well. If you can post those top 10 for the people who do visit the website, people who listen to broadcast or this episode so they can go through and look at those as well, or even in the event that was created.
Absolutely.
Those were really good things that did have me thinking, okay, maybe it's not as hard or maybe it's worth trying because, you know, you guys, you approach women all the time and you deal with rejection all the time. Oh, I won't even say all the time. You've done it more than we have traditionally. And so I could see me doing probably about 3 or 4 of those things. The travel, have you been here, or is the line usually long, or what is that you're eating, or what is that you're drinking? I can see that dialogue and that conversation. I can see myself having those initial using that as an initial way to open up dialogue between myself and the guy that I might find interesting. So we talked about traditional. We definitely talked about, quote, unquote, the new age approach as far as women approaching men. We also discussed how to show interest on a verbal and a nonverbal way. And then we close with the outcome, how to handle rejection. And of mutual acceptance, that part is pretty much easy. At that point, once the numbers are exchanged, then you get to know that individual to see whether or not it's worth even going for it with. And that's completely a different show. But today, I hope it was an eye-opener. A lot of the guys that are listening, I hope you're excited to know that there are women who are open to showing interest to make things a little bit simpler and easier for you to know whether or not she's open to even speaking to you. But if she throws that bone out there, I implore you to go ahead and bite because I don't think it's as common, but maybe it is. But it's definitely a way that the roles have been reversed. And it's definitely a way to open up dialogue with a wonderful woman who does not have a problem with showing interest and making things a little bit easier for you guys.
Well said, Dee. And the only thing that I will add to that is I think, in my opinion,
if you allow people to always choose for you, they may not choose what is in your best interest. So with that being said, ladies, I encourage you to make some choices for yourself and stop always allowing someone to choose you. That's what I have to add to that.
Well, definitely join us next week, same time. And if you guys cannot, you're not available, a lot of people listen to our replays. All of our episodes from the beginning when we started last August, they're all available for replay on blogtalkradio.com/TTalkTime. We have some pretty funny and interesting topics. I've listened to a couple back in the day. I'm like, what was I saying? Why did I say that? But it's unscripted. We definitely try to be as real and as true to ourselves as we are to you guys. If there's any topic that you would like to hear us mention or to discuss or to talk about, definitely let us know. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms, and that is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we are at TTalkTime. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for your support. Thanks to the callers that called in today. We didn't get to everybody, but definitely thank you guys for listening and your continued support.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend. For those of you that are in the DFW, hopefully it warms up a little bit. It's a little chilly, but do enjoy your weekend, and thank you guys for your support. And we'll see you next week at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we do appreciate your support. And check out our blog on our website, too, because every topic that we try to share something on our blog, too, about the topics, which is www.ttalktime.com. So thank you very much, guys, and have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.